In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Today we have a very interesting story, a marvelous story, about one of the saints who grew in a rich family and a very good family. And this girl was called Ba'isa. What's the name of the girl? Ba'isa. What is her name? Ba'isa. And as I said to you, her family was rich family, and they were very generous people. They used, every now and then, used to call the needy and the poor to their house to give them food, to give them clothes, to give them money, many good charitable deeds. And then, when she grew and grew, her parents, one after the other, departed into heavens. And they left good money for her. And she, in the beginning, she continued to distribute and to give the poor and the needy, until it happened that some bad people surrounded her. And they said, "You are alone, you are bawling. Why do you live alone like that? And only you invite the poor and the needy. Invite us to your family, to your house, and we could spend a good time." But this good time in their eyes was not good time. It was a bad time. And they started to make some bad deeds. And unfortunately, she left the Lord Jesus Christ. She could not pray or fast or give alms. She was not able to give anything good anymore to the needy. On the contrary, she lived a bad life. Who heard about that? The monks in the monastery heard about that. And they were very sad and upset for her. And they said, "Oh, Ba'isa, you started in a very good way, and you now are continuing in a bad way. How come? We have to do something for this girl." And then they called a saint among them. His name was John the Short, because he's short. He was short. Really, he was short. And he was known as John the Short. And they called him and said, "Abuna John, go to Ba'isa and try to let her repent and leave her bad life." He said, no, I'm weak. I cannot go to this place at all." They said, "Don't worry. We will pray for you here in the monastery, and we'll help you by our prayers, and you go to her." And then he said, "Okay, depending on your prayers, I will go." And he left the monastery, and he was praying psalms all the way, saying, "Oh Lord, save the soul of your servant Ba'isa from the bad life she is living, and let her repent." And then he arrived to the house, knocked to the door, and he found the lot of people, bad friends, laughing, dancing, drinking, making some bad deeds. And as soon as they saw him, they laughed at him. Yeah, he was a monk with a black garb and very simple clothes, and they laughed at him. He didn't make any attention to them. He went and he asked the servant of Ba'isa and said to her, "Go and call your mistress here." He said, "Why did you come to here? It's not your place." He said, "Okay. Say to her that I'm here." And then Ba'isa came to him, and she found him in front of her. She was shocked. when she found the monk. And then she said, she couldn't say anything. She just stared at him. And then he said, why did you leave our Lord Jesus Christ? Why did you live a bad life now? Why? Why you surround yourself instead of needy and poor who pray for you and bless you with these bad people? And she was trembled. She was afraid. And he, all of a sudden, she wept and wept. Tears and tears and tears from her eyes. And she said to that to him, is there any way to repent? Will the Lord accept me if I repent? He said, yes, but not in this place. She said to him, take me anywhere you want. And he said, okay, leave everything, come follow me. And immediately she left everything. She left the house, she left the friends, she left the money, she left everything and went following him. He was going and he was blessing the Lord. They were walking and walking and walking until sunset. And the dark started to spread away. And he said, okay, there is a hill here. Go, pray, and sleep until the morning. We cannot walk in the darkness, in the night. And he went to another place and he knelt and he started to pray. While he was praying, something happened. He saw the angels carrying the soul of Ba'isa into heavens. He was troubled. He said, oh my Lord, as fast as that, she did not repent. She did not have a chance. But the Lord said to him, don't worry. At the moment she repented, when you spoke to her in the house, I accepted her repentance. And I saved her life. And I took her soul to me, carried by the angels. He went to the place. He found her kneeling, but he died. She departed into heavens. And the Lord accepted her repentance. And she became a saint. In one day. Just because she left the bad life. It's a very good lesson for us not to surround ourselves with bad friends, not to go with them, not anyone say, okay, let us go here, let us go there, let us have fun. No. Our fun, our pleasure with our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he prayed on her body and he buried her where she was. And he went to the monastery and explained to his brothers, the monks, what happened to her. They were very rejoiced and they praised the Lord that accepted the repentance of Saint Ba'isa. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Axias. Is sin.